A Muslim cannot satisfy their physical desires and urges through any means possible. It has to be done through a legal contract of marriage. Islam regards marriage as the means to cater for multiple purposes, not just physical and emotional, but also spiritual. Although fulfilling one's physical needs in a decent manner is one of the main purposes of marriage, but it's not the only one. According to the Quran, tranquility and peace through the right spouse is considered one of the main reasons of marriage. Among his signs is that he created for you spouses of your own kind in order that you may repose to them in tranquility, and he set love and mercy between you. The word litaskunu comes from the root sukun, and one of its meanings is tranquility, security, peace and blessing. The word mawadda means love, but not love on its own. It means love with action. This love with action creates an extremely strong bond between spouses. This is set by Allah. And rahmah is a kind of mercy and care. So in other words, this mawadda and rahmah that Allah has set will bring about tranquility and peace between right spouses. Marriage is also the sunnah and practice of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Marriage is my practice, so whoever rejects my practice is not from me." He also said, "The worst ones from among your dead are the single people." Allah has enjoined marriage for the believers for many reasons. We will list a few here. Number 1, to enable a man and a woman to live together and experience love and happiness within Islamic law. Can a person really experience love and true happiness on their own? 2. Marriage is the sole means of establishing a family within Islam. It serves to bring out motherhood, fatherhood, warm feelings of love, happiness, mercy and care. It serves to prolong a person's existence, thanks to the pious children that succeed them. Prophet Zechariah asked Allah for a child that would be his successor. Prophet Ibrahim asked Allah to grant him a righteous son. Why would they ask for that? It is due to reproduction that the nation grows and multiplies, makes use of its potential, and safeguards the society, which leads us to our next point. 3. Marriage safeguards society from moral and social degradation. One of the most important moral values in Islam is chastity and self-restraint, not just for the individual, but for the whole society. Islam regards adultery and fornication a major sin. It can lead to corruption in the family, confusion of parentage, the spread of diseases, and worst of all, degradation of moral standards in a society. 4. Marriage protects one's faith. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "When the servant gets married, he has completed half of his faith. So let him be careful of his duty to Allah in the remaining half." What does it mean in this narration? Does it mean if a person doesn't get married, they won't have complete faith? Some suggest that this narration implies that half of your sins all come from lust. Hence, when you're married, you have saved half of your faith because of those sins are less likely to occur anymore. 5. A good marriage instills happiness within a person. And when a person is happy, they become spiritually enlightened. And when they become spiritually enlightened, they attain higher degrees of spirituality and where a person can gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 6. Marriage is rewarding. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "A married person sleeping is better in the sight of Allah than an unmarried person spending his night in fast and prayer." He also said, "Take up a wife, for verily that will bring about an increase in your sustenance." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "A 2-unit prayer performed by a married person is better than 70 units performed by an unmarried person." 7. Social relations are built through marriage. The scope of family expands in where you meet the in-laws and develop social closeness, in where you can guide each other towards religion. 8. Marriage matures a person's character through responsibilities and strong commitment as a husband and as a wife, from the very first day together. As you can see from these short points, that marriage has a purpose that benefits you, your spouse, and the society, and should not be considered insignificant or neglected if possible.